Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is Kif Chuv Beis, the final daf in Mesechtas Yevamos. This has been a very challenging Mesechta, but Baruch Hashem, we've weathered all storms and we've been able to, Baruch Hashem, have a good Havana in the Yesoidus of the Inyan of Zika and Yibam and Chalitza, etc. And as you know, for the last couple of days, we've been focusing on Hilchos Iguna. How can you be matir a woman to be able to remarry if her husband, unfortunately, is missing in action? And we've had a number of Mishnayis and Gemaras, and now the Gemara is continuing with further stories to further refine and define the inyan of being matir in Iguna. So we have three lines from the bottom of the Yom. It says the Gemara, Ha'u Ivi Kachavim, Siwen Agoy, to have a Ka'omalei Yisrael, he went over to Ayid, and as we'll see in a moment, this guy was not a nice guy. And he went over to Eden, he said, Ketoil Aspasta, I want you to go and cut Aspasta. Aspasta is like hay, which you feed as fodder to animals. I want you to please cut it down. V'shodi l'chivoy, and give it to my animals. B'shabata, on Shabbos. So this guy wanted the Yid to be Mechal Shabbos. And he knew that the Yid is not allowed to do this. And in fact, he threatened him. He said, the Eloi, and if you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos, Katil Nalach, I'm going to Chulila V'chas, I'm going to kill you. Katil Nalach, Ploini V'Yisrael, like I killed Yankel Beryl, John Smith, last week. The Amri Lay that I told him last week on Shabbos, Bashil Li Kedeira B'Shabbos, go and cook for me something on Shabbos. V'loi Bashil Li, and he didn't cook. V'katilta Inicham Gehargit, and I killed him. Obviously not a nice guy. So now, this story happened. He told Mr. Jones, go and be Oyver Hilcha Shabbos, because if not, you're going to have the same lot in life and lot in death, Rachman Litzlan, that Mr. Smith had a week ago. Okay, terrible story, but in the meantime, the story got around town, and Shoma Debisu, Mrs. Smith, the almana of Mr. Smith, who was killed the previous week. She's been looking for her husband high and low, and she cannot find him. Now she hears evidence, this goy saying, L'choyra meisiach lefitumai. The goy wasn't testifying in Besdin or in court. He just, part of his threat was, I killed Smith last week, I'm going to kill you now, Jones, this week. Mrs. Smith hears the story, and she assumes, maybe I can get remarried based on this story. Shama Devisu, by the way, doesn't tell us what happened with the Aspasta man, whether she did kill him, he did kill him or not, Vaisamush. But now the focus is on the Bishul man. And the Gemara says, Shama Devisu, Mrs. Smith from the person who purportedly and allegedly was killed by the guy the previous week.
Al-Kiddush Hashem.
Al-Kiddush Hashem, exactly. Vasoy the comedy Abai, she came in front of Abai to ask, what's the halacha? Abaye didn't know, and Abaye was not willing to issue a psak, and Shehisa, she waited, Tulasa Rigli, three regalim. Now what means three regalim? So you have a very interesting Rashi. The first pshat Rashi is that the three regalim is referring to the Yarchi Kala. Yarchi Kala means that before Yom Toivim, the Yidin used to get together to hear drushes in the Talmid Chacham, to go and teach the halachas which were pertinent to that Yontif. We all know about the Sha'alim V'Dorshin, Binyana Shloyim, Shloyshim Yom. Well, there's two. There's one Shloyshim Yom, there's Ba'isa Yom. Yeah, exactly. Machloikis. But anyway, so we have the Gavi Pesach. That's why you always have the Shabbos Agudal Drusha. And you have before Yom Tovim, you have the Shabbos Shiva Drusha. But in the good old days, it wasn't just one Drusha and one Shabbos, but there was, in fact, a few days that Eden got together to go and hear all the halachas, all the details, what, where, when, etc. So that's the first pshat. So from Rashi's Mashiach, plus originally, through Yom Tovim, that they also had such a She'al V'Dorshin before Shvius, which is not so simple, because Shvius is really no Shvius Halachas. The only thing you have to know is don't eat Milchiks and Fleishiks together, and B'Demam She'yoytzigveim, and that's, otherwise it's just Hilchas Yontif. Well, there's a famous Machlokes Bis Yosef in the Bach about this inyan, because there's a stira. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim says that you're supposed to be She'al V'Dorsh 30 days before Pesach. Yet the Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah says that Moshe tikkun lam Yisrael, they should be she'alim b'dinyanei shel yoyim, chilchas atzeres b'atzeres, pesach b'pesach, matzah b'matzah, sikkus b'sikkus. There doesn't say anything about 30 days. So what's the inyan? There's a big, big shayla. But then Machlokes Bis Yosef ben Bach. And so the Bais Yosef wants to say that the inyan of the 30 days only applies to Pesach, it doesn't apply to the other two. Why? Because Pesach, there's so many, many halachas you have to go and darshan and shoyl and darshan and shoyl. Mashenkim and Shavuos, he says no halachas whatsoever. And when it comes to Hilchos, Sikkis, he says, there you don't need a psagroish shayla bedrusha. Why? He said, because although it's tak du agansa mesech the sukkah and the tak arba minim, but he said, bederech klal, 99% of all sukkahs are kushin, all love them are kushin, all esraigim are kushin. Avad and avada, they're chumris, no question about it, but nevertheless, mitzad ikra din, they're all kushin. So, you don't need that groish shayla bedrusha. So he's looking to Bais Yosef. The Bach is very upset about that. The Bach says, ah, Chas Hashem, how can you say that? You have to have all three, you have to have Shalom V'Darshan. And Sukkot, there's so many Shailas, Rakpash, and Sukkot Ganbach, which Sukkot are good. And when it comes to a Luluv and an Esrig, the Luluv has to be this side. Now it can't be split, and the Esrig with the Pintelach. Ganze Shailas, Hadas, Hadas, Shoyte. Aye, that he said, the Gabi Shavuos, if there no halachas, he said, no, Shavuos also has halachas. You have the halacha of bringing the special carbon. Which carbon do you bring?
The
Kif, yeah, together with the Shtei Alechem. That's only on Shavuos. You have to go and darshan about that. So how could the Bais Yosef ignore that? Because the Bais Yosef probably saying, yeah, we're talking about practical halacha. The Zman Hazeh, unfortunately, there is no Shtei Alechem, so not too much to darshan about. So the Bach says, okay, but you can go and darshan on generic Yontif Dik halachas. You can go and talk about Hilchas Yontif, you know. Yontif is different than Shabbos. What you like? You have to make Erev Tavshilin. Are you allowed to carry? Are you allowed to cook? Where? When? What? Etc. Etc. Anyway, Al Zershein. So our Gemara says that they used to get together before the Yom Tovim. The reason why Abaya, as well as the woman, waited these three Yom Tovim, because during these Yom Tovim, all the Groys, the Gedolim, and the Groys of Poskim are going to come from all over. This will be a wonderful time. Abaya will be able to sit them down one day after all the drushes are over and say, Rabbi, I have the big Shala, what should we do? Etc. Etc. That's the first pshat. But the second pshat of Tosis, of Rashi, is very, very unique and very, very choshev. Rashi brings on the second line, Ubechuvis ha-ge'oinim matzasi, kol hanach rigli de'amiroi. We're not talking about rigolim like the three yom toivim. We're talking about yardzayim. Hani yoyim shemeis boi odom godoil koivin oise lechvoidoi. Every year on the yard side, midei shana b'shana, kishemagia oise yoyim. Miskavtsim tamid chachamim mikol svivov, uboyim al kivroi, im shara'om, lohoishim yeshiva sham. So it wasn't just to go to the cave to go and say tillim, which of course is important too. But besides that, matkibim moishim yeshiva al kivroi, matkizok troshis, matkizok shiurim, design an Indian for Aliyas Neshama to go and say Shiure Toira to Fashpeiden Toira on the day of the yahrzeit of an Odom Gadol.
So how come the brisket will go on cemeteries?
You have to ask the brisket, the Yiddishka brisket. I don't know. Go and speak to the briskets. I assume they knew the Rashi, but they knew all the Rambam, so certainly they knew the Rashi. Anyway, bottom line is, that was the meaning, and the Shloisha Rigli means three Yardenseiten from Groisa Odom Godels, that they used to be Kaveya, they used to go and commemorate by giving Shiurim, etc. Anyway, but continuing on the Gemara. After everything is said and done, we still don't know the answer to our question, can Mrs. Smith remarry? Is Omar Lord of Ada Barahaba. So it could be Rav Ada Barahaba was talking one of these Talmid Chum that was there for one of these Shloisha Rigli. And he said, Zilakabad Rav Yosef. Go in front of Rav Yosef and ask him, why Rav Yosef? The Charif Sakina. He has a sharp knife. Sharp knife means that he is very, very sharp, very sharp mind, and he's very incisive, and he'll hopefully be able to be Poishit your Shalit. Ozla Kabesa Shitaka went to him. And he says, Poshit me, O Masnisa, let's go and bring a raya from the following. It says Masnisin, which is a Mishnah. On the side it says Masnisa, which is a Braisa. We're going to be Poshit in the following Braisa. Now this shows Taka Charifis of an Adam Gadol, because this Braisa has absolutely nothing to do with Iguna, nothing to do with either cooking or with cutting hay on Shabbos. Totally, totally fremd halacha, but from that he's going to go and bring a raya to us. What's the case? Oyvi kecham shiyamoycha peyus b'shuk. A goy is out there in the marketplace and he's selling peyus. The Omar, to entice Yidin to go and buy the peyus, he told them these peyus are all special. And he didn't realize that the special that he's telling them are all involving Isurim. Sure. He thought they would all be something so wonderful, so novel, everybody would go and jump on the spider. Yeah, exactly. So this is a nish as a kliga goy. Rabbi Cohen, if you want your...
Okay.
I feel like a Yosem over here without you. Come join us here. You have to bend over double.
Zetzachon.
Oh.
A
Kohen Gadol is
Zetzach. Oh. I'm not a Kohen Gadol. I don't know what I'm a Kohen to.
No, Yizicha Kohen. Ain't boys from the Zvech on the Malin.
I know, my father Duchen.
Exactly. Father Duchen and you Duchen, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so which day to? The Goy brought Peters Peshuk, the Omar, and he said, Peters, halalu shel Orlehem. I have good news for you. They're Orle. Zot Rashi, what does he mean to say? That means they're fresh fruit. They're not from an old tree. Vine, an old tree, which has lost all of its nourishment already 100 years ago. This is brand new metal, it's fresh, it's delicious, it's red delicious apples, you'll go bite into it, it's aha machayat. And therefore he says it's givalik. Or shall azekehein. Now what means shall azekeh? So Rashi has two pshatim. Pshat number one, Rashi says azekeh is from a lotion of m'uzok v'geder. That means that these paters are guarded because they have a fence and they have a security guard around it to make sure that nobody takes from these paters. So what's wrong with that? Says Rashi, because we're talking about this year. It's Shnas HaShmita. It's Shnas HaShmita is supposed to be Hefker. And this person is doing a Shmira Metageder Rum and a Rum. It's not right. He's supposed to open up the gates and let all the Aniyim in.
But he's a Goy.
Yeah, he's not Mitzvah. He's not Mitzvah in Mitzvah. And so... He's denying his parents to...
And what about the Arla? And what about the...
I'll tell you this, when I was younger, and then first in New York, I remember there was a tailor, clothing shop, Mo Ginsburg.
No.
And there used to be a guy in front of there, is there Shatness? Oh, definitely there's Shatness. Mm-hmm. You know, he used to promote, yeah, we got Shatness, I promise you, it's Shatness. You know, it's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, now, the Goy didn't say that this was his field. Right. The Goy said that it grew in Eretz Yisrael when it was guarded, and it was Shmira and all the rest in Shmittia. And therefore, once again, just like by the Arla, right. He unwittingly said that this is Osir to eat because it's Arla. The Azeki is also saying it's unwittingly Osir to eat because it's Shmittia and there's a Shmir around it. Rashi is bothered by this. Rashi, about 10 lines from the top. The Kashali to my Isser Yeshkan. Even though you're supposed to tackle, leave it Hefker, but what's the problem? What's the Isser if you had a Shmir around it? Imav Rizman HaBior, if the Zman Bior is already passed, Loishnanim and a Shumav, Loishnanim and a Mufker, Asurim. After Zman Bior, you have to go and they kola lechayim and asodok, kalei lebemtuchim and a bias. You have to go and open up all the fields and make it open. It just makes a difference whether it's Shumav until now, Mufker. V'koydim Zman Eilu Ve'Eilu Mutarim. Before the Zman of Bior, then even if they happen to be guarded, although the Torah says you're supposed to leave the thing Hefker, but if you guarded it and you had a fence around it, Ma Kolarash, what's the problem? So Rashi's not happy with that pshat, and therefore he has a second pshat. If you skip 4 or 5 lines, you'll see Rashi says, "Umkimedumali da'yazeka shemo ir sheb Eretz Yisrael uperistel mishubachim." Azeka doesn't refer to a guarded field; it means a town called Azeka. And the Rishash in the back brings there's a pasuk in Yeshua that it was talk a place called Azeka, and they had wonderful, delicious peiros. And he meant to say, "Is these are peiros Eretz Yisrael, and I'm selling them here in Chutz Laaretz." And the first person didn't realize, I got Trumas and Mises issues. Do I have to give Trumas and Mises? Just like when you have the Shemas Shinta was according to the first pshat. According to the second pshat, nothing to do with Shmita anymore. Anyway, so this is like they sell here in America Jaffa oranges. It's a big shala whether you can go and eat the oranges without giving Trumas and Mises. From what I'm told, the Rabbanut relies on, I don't know personally, but this is what I've heard, the Rabbanut relies on certain poskim that hold that if the fruits were grown L'shem Chutz La'aretz, in other words, not to sell domestically, but to sell internationally, then you don't have to give Trumas and Mises. And therefore, but if you hold like all the other Paskim, which I believe is the Rav Paskim, then you do have to give Trumas and Mises. That becomes a hot potato, or at least a hot orange. So what this guy was saying is, it's from Azeka, which means either it's a Shmita issue, or it's a Trumas and Mises issue. The Tab Toisis disagrees with Rashi, and he brings from a Teres Kahanim, that in fact you are not allowed to go and harvest peiros min hamishumar in Shmittier. Therefore these peiros in fact would be osur to eat even before the Zman Bior. So Toises argues with Rashi. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, or he tells himself Netaravaihein. Netaravai means that these are the fourth year. Fourth year, they're still fresh. It's not the first 3 years. Okay, it's not Arla. But Netaravai, ho-ho. And this guy, of course, doesn't know that Netaravai, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Or if you don't want to eat in Yerushalayim, you have to be poided, just like Maaser Sheni. Okay. Says Imar, am I allowed to go and buy the paters from this guy? Lo yomar klom is garnish, mit garnish, you can eat it, just have to make a boy pre-eitz, but otherwise you can eat it without a problem.
Because the guy has it, this is for sure.
Not because the guy has it, because what he's saying is bluff. Oh, okay, thank you. It's zero.
But still the guy has it, he's selling it.
Right.
So why should it change of ownership?
Yeah, it's a chain of ownership, but if the Peiris happens to be Peiris Eretz Yisrael, there's a shaila whether a guy owns property in Eretz Yisrael, whether they can mafkia from the Kedusha. And that, of course, is a very important question. This year, Shemitah year, they sell all the fields to Goyim, whether that is really an Oska Halton Heter. But that's already beyond the four corners of our Gemara today.
We're Gedolim Paskin, that's your clue.
Okay, that's again a hot potato. Yes, it's true that back in the 1800s at that time, Gedolim Hador said they could. However, they all emphasized numerous times that this is B'shas Chadchak Gadol, because the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, people were dying all the time. They had no food. There was no money coming in from America. There was no joint, and there was no welfare, and there was no this and no that.
Well, how come they send out from Eretz Yisrael these items to America, and they eat it?
Anyway, but the Chzoynish made Groyse Halachas, the Erlich Eden have not followed that heter, and many people, even the Rabbanut, they realize it's a doich gogel, but it's a shoyn angefit.
We said to get out.
All right. Anyway,
shoyn angefit.
It's already nohug. It's already a minik, so it's already established. It's hard for them to break it. But Mi'at Hashem, one day will come, not in the far future, that all the Eden in Eretz Yisrael all will be shoyn reshmita and a satana groyse kiddush Hashem. Baruch Hashem, every Shmita, more and more Yidden are noiger, are machmer and hilchah Shmita. Baruch Atwa, they know it, Eli Haini Melech, who I love, Shehar Koil, Nihia Bidvore.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Anyway, getting back to Agamar. The point that this guy was trying to make was he was trying to impress upon all of his koinim that these paters are wonderful and they're fresh and they're good and they're tremendous and da-da-da, ba-ba-ba. And guess what happened? But he unwittingly, he told them that they're all usser, either because of Orla problems, Shmita problems, or Trumas and Mises problems, Netarvai problems. Says the Brysalia Maklum, you don't have to worry about it. The reason why he's saying all of this is because he wants to proudly say that this Mekach is wonderful, it's great, but really he's an Amuretz Gudel, as a Goy, and he doesn't realize that the words that he's saying are the wrong words. But it's fine, don't worry about it, you can eat it without any problems. The whole thing is a big fabrication. They are local paters, they're not from Eretz Yisrael. So what does it have to do with us? Just like we don't believe the guy over there. And he's pompously saying these words because he wants to entice customers to go and buy from his payroys. The same thing over here, he didn't kill anybody, nobody cooked and nobody killed, it's all baloney. He's only saying that because he wants to go and threaten this Yid to go and cut the espasa. Therefore he says, oh, if you're not going to cut the espasa, you know what I did last week, and you know what I did last year, and blah, blah, blah. All of that is all just a bunch of baloney, and therefore you cannot believe him in what he says. And therefore, coming back to our case over here, when the Mrs. Smith thought that perhaps based on that she can go and remarry, said Rav Ada Bar Ahava, said Rav Yosef, the Charef Sakina, based on the prices, she cannot remarry because he's just talking pompously and he's exaggerating, and the whole thing may be like Hoyev Aliyev and Nivra, you don't know what really happened. So on to the next story. Abiyun Ish Saidan Amar. Ma'isim Yisrael va'oivin kachom shaholcha baderach. Ayid matagoi were traveling together uba'oivin kachom v'yomar. And a goy now says, the same goy says, Chaval al Yehudi shoyimi baderach shemeis baderach ukvartiv. He said, ay, 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 chaval, woe is on that wonderful Jew that I was traveling with last week. And last week, Nebuch en route, the fellow Nebuch had a heart attack, and there was no Hatzula, and nobody was able to save him, and Nebuch, he died en route, and I had to go and bury him myself.
Isn't it also to travel alone with the guy, because you're even to live alone in a courtyard with the guy?
Why is it also?
He might kill you.
Maybe that's what Taka happened. Maybe. In a Harami. But the bottom line is that he said he died. He died. Maybe Taka euphemistically he died. Nebuch was geharget. And I buried him. Oh yeah, Nebuch. So the question is, can you rely on this goy statement for the Mrs. Yehudi to go and marry? And they said, since he was not testifying in court, he's just b'siach lefi tumai. He had no business going in. He could have said nothing, you know. Especially if he killed him, he had no business going and telling everybody, by the way, I killed him. He didn't. He just said the guy died. But the point is, the fact that he made this statement, b'siach lefi tumai, it's reliable. B'siach ishtar, and they said, yeah, the wife can go and remarry.
Here there's no incentive for him, as opposed to the case of the peros
or the aspasta. Exactly right. Exactly right. Vishuv Ma'isa, if anything, there's a disincentive. He would want to go and do a cover-up. He doesn't want to go and tell people about it, because they might to take him to court or whatever. Call the police. Vishuv Ma'isa b'koyvus shel bnei adam. There was a koyvus, as Rashi means, a chabura. There's a whole group of people. We don't know if it's 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, but I got into a group of any of them. Shoyim halchim v'antoichim, they were all traveling to Antoichim. Uboi v'kchovim echod, a goy came, v'omar chaval al koish v'bnei adam, shemesu ukvartim nebuch, the entire chabur and nebuch all passed away. Doesn't say how, maybe there was the bus nebuch, there was an explosion, who knows,
usually,
whatever.
Usually they're being taken out of execution.
Yeah, that's why Rashi has to say chabura, so we shouldn't have any misinterpretations here. So he says, Chaval, on this kosher when the Adam Shemesh and Nebuch, they all died, Ukvartim, and I buried them. They see as Nishoiseim, based on this statement of that guy, they allowed all the women of that koiler, all the Mrs. Koilers, all the women of that group to go, of the men of that group that passed away, they allowed all the women to remarry. Vishuv Ma'isa, a third story. Vishish ibn Adam, 60 people. Shei Mahalchim le Karkoim Beta. What's my Karkoim Beta? Rashi says, Kishabo Beitar b'motzar. Beitar was under siege. There were 60 people who were traveling at that time. Same thing again. The obvious question is, why does he want to repeat the same story, the same basic story, 3 times? You know, from one story I could... that each new story adds another novel chiddush. The first case was just one individual. Okay, one individual, we can be soymech on this guy, mesiach lefitumai. Yeah. But to go and say for 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, Efshanish, you know, to go and say that he went and buried every one of them, well, the whole story sounds a little remote, yeah. 20 people all died in a caravan, I come to that, and I buried them all. So says the Gemara, says the Aruch Haner, that's the Chiddush of the second story. What's the Chiddush of the third story? The third story is talking about Karkon Beta. Karkon Beta means it was wartime. Wartime, maybe the guy, when he was saying, yeah, I saw that 60 people died, maybe all of that is, as we said in the Gemara earlier, Bididami. May not be that they really died. Taka says ukvartim. But the point is that the third story wants to tell you that not only do we believe a goy, even when it's sholem beinoylu beinov, sholem bo'ilam, even a case where it's wartime, if the goy comes back and says, mesich lefitumai, that I would witness 60 yidin all passing away, then you can go and believe him on what he said. Alright, other mafarshim are medayik in the word kvartim. Why does it have to say dafka kvartim? Why don't you say shemesu? So others say, you know, it's part of the story, you know, can you shrink a kashas of a masa? He's telling the story, kvartim. Others say dafka, we believe the mesiach lefitum of begoy when he says I taka buried him. Because otherwise, maybe it's been the dummy, like the Gemara said earlier on in our mesecht and our perek, that, I'm sorry?
They survived.
Maybe they survived, right? He saw a person, Meguyad and Metzulav.
He says he's dead. They said, what do you want to say? He's gone.
Yeah, during the war, people were shot in the forest and they managed to escape after nightfall. They were dead, to avoid detection, and then they crawled away.
True. Exactly. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Vaitim, Eden, Oran, Ner, Uli, Oir, Halavana. Even though the person didn't see broad daylight, he only saw Oran, Ner, Olavana, but if he says that the person died and he saw it, you can be made based on that as well. Now this baskol that we're talking about in our Mishnah is not your typical baskol that you hear somewhere, it's an echo out in the forest, you're not sure, blah, 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 blah. Here we're talking about, here we're talking about a masa, be'echad she'omar al-roi shahar. He had a person standing on a mountain, you see all the way at the top, I see the mountain. The Omar, he says, ish ploini ben ploini, mamakam ploini meis. He says, Yankel, the son of Beryl, who comes from Kishkin Halosh, he never passed away. And then you had people going up to the top of the mountain to ask him, 8:10 is the next minyan. He says, I see 8 minutes, you have to have a nunyat. So they went and they searched for that individual, made that announcement, ish plani bin plani, and guess what? They couldn't find him. They see you as ishtai. And they went based on that baskol, again, not really a baskol, based on that proclamation of the person standing at the top of the mountain, saying that Pliny ben Pliny died, they allowed to go and his wife, the Mrs. Pliny ben Pliny, to remarry. Vishuv Ma'as, a similar story, but Salmon, Be'echad She'omar, Ani Ishploini ben Ishploini. My name is Yankel ben Beryl, and I come from this and this town. Nosheini Nochesh, unfortunately, I was bitten by a snake, Rachman Litzlan, Vareini Mes, and unfortunately, I'm about to Chulil Vachas, etc. Vaholchu, and they went to the top of the mountain, and they found the individual, Vlahikiru, but unfortunately, they could not recognize him. Why couldn't they recognize him? Says Rashi, or say the Mefarshim, because as a result of the venom that was in him, that caused the whole complexion to change, and the whole body may have blown up, or swelled, or whatever, and they couldn't even recognize him. But nevertheless, because he said about himself, Ani ish pleini ben ish pleini, v'alchavisiyas ishtoi, based on his own testimony, nebuch of this dead person, they allowed the wife to remarry.
How would you translate Talmud, please?
Talmud's name of a place. Masabit Talmud. Place called Talmud. Okay, so the Gemara writes, Omer Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, in our Mishnah it said, Mesian al pi baskol. There was no machloikis, it just said Mesian. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel says, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, there's a machloik b'sham b'sil, b'sham b'omrim, ein masin al pi baskol, b'sil omrim, mesian al pi baskol. Freitim on Mike Kamashmulon, Masisini, what is he coming to tell us? So Shkoyach, so b'sham b'argues with b'sil. It's not the first time that b'sham b'sil about the machloikis. How do we typically paskel like Beisil? And the Chazak Hastam Mishnah may seem to be paskel like Beisil. So what did Rav Mashmuel come to tell you? You should know that there were Beishamahs that argued, but we don't follow them. So what's the Chiddush over here? Okay, Mashvulan. The Mishtakhis Stama, the Ein Mesian. If you ever come across Stama Mishnah, Stama Braiser, where it says Faker, the Ein Mesian, don't say, oh, Chazak Hastira, here it says Mesian, and there it says Stama Braiser, Mishnah, the Ein Mesian, and what's Tutsukhto? No, Beishamah is Mishkeferlich, Tzimachle Beisham Beisil, and we follow Beisil like our Mishnah. Okay, then it says, "Vayit v'holchu v'leimatzu," that they went to the top of the mountain to go and try to find this yid, and unfortunately they couldn't find him. Daf kifchuv bayis umid aleph, how to letzt umid in mesechtus yevumis. We're up to the third wide line on the umid, and the Gemara is now quoting from the Mishnah v'holchu v'leimatzu, that what? That there was a person on top of the mountain, and he screamed out, "Ish ploini ben ploini mimukam ploini mes." And after he made that announcement, people went up to the top of the mountain to go and find the fellow. Holchav leimatzu shemadam and matam nishketrof, and they couldn't find anybody. But nevertheless, says the Mishnah, heisius ishtoi, they allowed the wife to remarry based on this announcement of this unknown Jew that they could not find. Maybe this wasn't a person, maybe it was a shindalid, an evil demon. Because although they couldn't recognize the facial features, but he looked like a person. He had that tzvai hent, tzvai fis, metanuz, metakop. It looked just like a regular person. Therefore, we know it was a person. Inunami domu. That's the way the shindalids look. They also have the tzura sa'adam in Mishkarai. So you're right. The chozale bevua. We saw his shadow. And the shindalids don't make a shadow. People do make shadows. The sun was beating down. We saw a shadow. Ah, matkivistus damage. Freitimar v'inunami yisluy bevua. We know that one of the rules of shindalids is not only do you have a tzura sa'adam, they also have shadows. What are you telling me? Yeah, you're right. The chozle bevua de bevua. Oh, we saw a shadow within a shadow. What means a shadow within a shadow? If you ever notice around Shkia time, when it's starting to get late in the afternoon, especially if you're out in the country, you can go and see a person has a double shadow. He has such a long, long shadow, which is a little bit more faint, and he has a close shadow, which is smaller, and which is a deeper impression of the shadow. So you can have as a double shadow. If you've never seen it, go out to the country during the summer, you'll see it in Mitchem around Shkia time. Late in the afternoon, you can get a double shadow. Maybe the shindalids also have such a shadow, but trich shadow. Yoinus and Shida. Yoinus and Shida told me. There's Yoinus and Shida. So Poshup Shat means Yoinusin, who himself was a shindalid. A shindalid that had a Jewish name of Yoinusin. That's one pshat. But Rashi says the second pshat, that he was agroisa mumcha, agroisa boki, and hilchois shindalit. Even Lahavdol is a groisa professor in demonology. A professor in shindalit. Etki kent alle hilchis, as we look to Rashi. Rashi says, Limdani, Yonis and Shin, it's about one line higher than Agamura. So Rashi, shindalit, erlang, even Rashi. Oi boki, ben, even agroisa mumcha, and the alle halachas. So what did this Yonis and Shida tell Reb Chanina, Bavua islu, Bavua islu. Aha. So therefore, we saw on the top of the mountain, we couldn't recognize him. We saw he had a shadow. Mitat zweite shadow. We know this is a mensch and snishka shindalit. Freiti mar vidilma tsarahava. Maybe it wasn't a man. Maybe it was a lady. And the lady was a tsar. And we had in the Mishnah before that there are five women that are not ne'aman, and one of them is a tsarom. And therefore, maybe she is telling a fib. She's telling a fabrication. I'm sorry? The calculus tsarosa. The Mephoshim asked, why dafka tsar? Why didn't Gemara say maybe it was his chamoisa, bas chamoisa, etc.? The Mephoshim say something very interesting. The Gemara, the Mephoshim explain, because the chamoisa and the bas chamoisa and the eventa, etc., are people that were well known to the family. That's the reason why there was constantly tension between them and between the woman that they're trying to be mater, to be mekel, that she should go and remarry. They especially put a case of a tzara where nobody knew the tzara. What means nobody knew the tzara? We're talking about a man that went to Medina Sayyam, left his wife behind. In Medina Sayyam, he married a second woman. The second woman found out that there's a first woman. And the husband said, I want you to know, this is a nice vacation. I'm going to return home. And then this new tsara found out, oy, 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 I'm going to have that old tsara, that first wife, and I'm going to come home, and he might say, I'm going to dump the new wife, I'm going to go back to the original wife. The old wife didn't know about the new wife's existence. She didn't even know who she was. So she said, you know, she goes to the top of the mountain. Machta shrei chai become, Mr. Smith passed away! And what happens now? So the first Mrs. Smith, she's going to go to Bezin. Bezin is going to go and say, oh, Fasad, call. The Chabafedish Mishnah, Mesina Pi Baskol. And this is Taka Baskol. This is a woman, not a man. A Baskol. And therefore they're going to allow it to remarry. And guess what's going to happen? And a few days later, the husband's going to come back. What does it say in the Mishnah? Taitse Mizel Mizel. The Tricha Get Mizel Mizel. The Ain Lok Silva Velay Mizoidis Velay Payas Velay Baluas Velay Mizel. Ah, the Tzansuris. So therefore, the first woman is going to be excluded now from the marriage. The second woman, she's going to be the only one left. Beautiful pshat.
So therefore, marry somebody else.
Okay, but the bottom line is, this looked into the Mishnah. That's why Duma Tzara Abba maybe was an unknown Tzara that nobody knew about, and she's specially doing this to be able to get the first woman Mikul Keles, that she will be out of the picture and she'll have the husband all to herself. It's a good gefreit. Every the Gemara, the chashash is taka chashash. However, we're not going to be choishish to this chashash here, because Tana Rabbi Shmuel b'shas ha'sekana kois v'noisnan alvo pisha ein makirin b'shas ha'sekana. Rashi says b'shas ha'sekana doesn't mean that there's a war. It means that the odom is mesukon. Rashi gives an example. You see the Rashi parallel to the Gemara. She'odom mesukon goin mishohi mushlach b'bar. Person never down in the bar. You can't even see him. You don't have a flashlight. You can't see him. The Amar says kol shemei kol whoever hears my voice. Go and write a get for my wife. My name is Mr. Smith. Give a get to my wife, Mrs. Smith. Even though I can't recognize him, the voice is distorted because of the echo. I don't even know who Mr. Smith is. But if he says, my name is Yankel Ben Beryl Smith, my wife is Shprinza Baschana Smith, go and give her a get. You can go and write a get because it's Shasa Sakana. What means Shasa Sakana? This person may die any moment. And you can rely on this baskol in the bottom of the bar. What does this have to do with us? So Tashi Bachanami, Kishasa Sakona Damya, Shimloi Tamil Lizel, Le Timsa Acher Vitesha Vaguna. The Sakon is not Ligabi the husband. Sakon is Ligabi the woman, that she's going to remain in Aguna forever. Why is she going to remain in Aguna forever? Because of the fact that if we don't believe this Baskol and we cannot find the husband, she's going to be stuck. So therefore, we matu and mekel, and we will listen to this baskol, even though it might turn out that it is a tzara. Okay, so the Mishnah weiter. Rav Akiva, daf kifchov beis. The Mishnah finitin, nishmamish finitin, in the middle of the wide lines. Amar Akiva, and this Gemara is familiar to all of us because we had it about a week ago in the Gemara. So the Mishnah Amar Akiva, he shiradit lenedoy, went lenedoy la aber hashana, to go and make ibrishana. The reason why he had to do it in chutzlar is because we shas. And the Romans didn't allow them to do the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, so they had to go and hide themselves and went to Ne'edah, and they did the Ibra Shana over there. How was Rabbi Kiva allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? So remember, the Toises back in Kiftazvov said he was the good Ladar, and they needed him to go and do the Ibra Shana. He was needed for this purpose, so He went in their door to Abishan.
You could find the Hetev leaf, but coming back,
Exactly. Anyway, so Matzasi, when I got there to Nador, I found a person by the name Nechemya Ish Beis Dali. Amalili told me, Shemati, I heard the Nez Yisrael, Shein Mesinus Ish Beis Yisrael, Al Pi Edecha. Is it true that nobody allows for marrying a woman based on one aid? Ella, except for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He's the only one that allows it. For the Mesiloi, and I, Rabbi Akiva, went and nodded and told him, Kin Advan Vasizokt is Emes, it's true. The only one that's Mekel based on Eid Echad is only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. It's Omali, so Nechemi Ish based Ali told me, and Morlehem, go back to Eretz Yisrael and tell them Mishmi in my name. Here in Bavel, it's very dangerous to go and travel. And remember, the Gemara said back in Kiftas Vov that his kavana was to say, I would like to go and tell them personally this testimony. I don't want to be matriach and odom god like you, Rabbi Akiva. Abachanish Kabreira, I'm afraid to travel because it's so dangerous. But you're going to go back there to Israel because that's where you live and that's where you teach Torah. Is Mekablani, go and tell them in my name that I have a kabbalim Rabbi Gumliel Hazake, Shemesina Seisha Al Pi Eid Echad. Says Rabbi Akiva, Kishabasi, Vitzayis Advarim Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. Now when I came to the later Rabbi Gamliel, presumably is Einikol or Einikol, and I told him the news, B'shem Rabbi Akiva, B'shem Nechemia, I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva said in the name of Nechemia Ish Beis Dali, who said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Azokein, Samach Ledvorah, he was so happy. The Amar, he said, finally, Matzonu Chav, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, we found a second person who agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that you can be Mekel based on Eidach. As we were talking, Nizkar Ram Gamliel remembered Shenergu Harugim Bel Tel Arza, in a place Tel Arza, a bunch of people Nebuch were killed, and the women were igunais because it was only one aid. They see Beisir Ram Gamliel Nishasein Al Pi Eid Echad. Based on this whole story, he said, you know what? Let's implement this halacha right now. And how we're going to implement? We're going to go and be matir the all the women from the men that were killed in Tel Arza. That's our girsa. There's a second girsa that not mitoich hadover nisker Ram Gamliel, but nisker that Ram Gamliel hazake.
Right.
Meaning that based on this story, Ram Gamliel says, you know, now that you tell me this in the name of Man Eltazeda, Ram Gamliel Zaken, I remember Taka, my father or my grandfather told me Taka in Amasa in Tel Arza, and Ram Gamliel Zaken was matir for all the women to remarry. So it's machlokes girsois when you're talking about contemporaneously they were matir, or this is an old story that they were matir generations before. Anyway, what the Mishnah tells us further is that there was now a progression and a transition. Initially, they didn't allow for being Macy and Aguna based on 1-8.
Except Yehuda ben Bava.
It could be even before Yehuda ben Bava, they didn't allow anyone. Yehuda ben Bava may have been the first one, together with Gamliel Hazaken, the second one, to go and be matir. But at least initially, apparently, no one was matir. But above it came, he was matir, and Azakim was matir. But later on, v'huchsiku, ultimately, Klal Yisrael took upon themselves this kula, which is of course a kula bali de chumra, she has to be daikom mitzvah, etc. V'huchsiku liyois, not only based on 1-8, but liyois masin eid v'pi eid, based on hearsay, 1-8 from the eid, v'pi evet, v'pi isha, v'pi shivcha, they made all of these hetayim. But as we'll see in the Mishnah, this didn't happen all at once. Because Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Shio, Imram, Ein Mesin, Se Isha, Pi Eid Echad. Eid Echad, Kemenish. No, you can't do it, Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Kiva, Imram, Le Al Pi Isha, Le Al Pi Ever, Le Al Pi Shivcha, Le Al Pi Kroivin. So Rabbi Kiva apparently saying, yes, one Eid Echad you can, Eid Echad, yeah, but you cannot do it on the basis of the others, Al Pi Isha, Al Pi Ever, but ultimately, Huxiku. The Imam is a little, perhaps the Mishnah a little bit out of order. What he just means to say is, to dramatize, or to emphasize, that this wasn't all in one fell swoop, okay? Now, let's go and be Mekel now. Let's say, everybody who's disqualified, let's go and be Mekel. No. It went in stages. First he said, Eid Echad. And then subsequently he said, no, once we're Mata Eid Echad, maybe Shemata Nisha, Isha, maybe an Evid, maybe an Evid, a Shivcha, etc., etc. This was over time. Great, Timar. The summer of Rabbi Kiva, Al Pi Isha Loi, since Rabbi Kiva says at the end of the Mishnah, Loi Al Pi Isha. Ay, but I know how to have Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Luzoi Mishim Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva. Isha ne menes lahavi gitta mi kava chayme. Rabbi Kiva says a woman could bring her own get into Bezin and say, I got the get, and here's the get, and I'm bringing it, I'm the Shliach Loi Loch, I'm the Shliach Loi Kabbalah, it's mine. What's the right? What's the kavuchayim? A man noshib shem brachacham ain't a modest leim a meis bala. Then modest lohavi giteyan. The five women that we enumerated, the chamois, the bas chamois, etc., that are not believed to go and say meis bala. They are believed to go and bring the get. Why they believed to bring the get? So remember the Mishnah said, because aksav moichiach. What's aksav moichiach? It's not that the women are talking. The document speaks for itself. The document says, ani ish ploini ben ploini, I divorced my ploinister. So the point is, we don't rely on them, we rely on the get. So zu, this woman, meaning the Mrs. Smith, she is believed to go and say that her husband died. In other words, she has more nemonis than the five women. And in addition, shenemenis lobi get in the chavala, she's believed when she brings her get into bezin to say that she was get. So what do I see? What did Rabbi Kiva say? Noshib Shamacham who delayed Hemni, the other five women takanisht, Abishaba Almameh Hemna, but a woman herself who doesn't have these conflicts, that doesn't have the conflict of interest, is believed. And Rabbi Kiva says, Namishal Loyal Pi Isha. So again, the Gemara answers what we were saying before. That there was a transition over time. Initially, they did not believe Noshim Avodim Shvachais or Kroivim, but ultimately, yes, in later years, they allowed not only Eid Echad, but even Eidus Isha and the others enumerated in our Mishnah. So this wasn't all at one time. Historically, it took a while until this was accepted by the Rabbanim in Klai Yisrael. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Omrulay. Masim Bnei Yisrael. So now this is a discussion with Rabbi Kiva. This is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva, remember, said, Loi al pi Isha. This Omer Loi, the Chum said to Rabbi Kiva, don't you remember Masim Bnei Levi, Shaholchu Litzoyer Ira Tamarim? Bnei Levi went to Tzoyer, which had many palm trees, and many lulavim, V'chol Echad Mehem, and Nebuch, one person of this Bnei Levi, Nebuch got sick, V'vi'u Bepundak, and they took him to the local inn for a rest, and the others presumably continued their tour or continued doing whatever they were doing. And at the end of the day, they come back to the Pundak and they ask the Pundakis, Omru, the Pundakis, where is our Chaver that went to rest? So she said to them, Meis Rachmon Aslan, he passed away, Ukvartiv, and I buried him. And,
what kind of word is that?
We had this already a few times. I'm surprised that you're only asking this the first time now. We had this Namtila, right? Look back at the previous Mishnah, Omer Bekiva. You have that, Omer Bekiva?
Yeah.
Go to the third line. V'nemesi lo yiken advan. What was that, V'nemesi?
Okay.
So it's the same word as it. Both of them probably come something from the word like Ne'um. You have at the end of Shtoris, Ne'um, which means spoke. Or you have the Noyim HaKovet is the speaker. So here too, the word V'nemesi lo is apparently a form of the word Ne'um that he spoke, he said.
Kasha is why Rashi says it now, not earlier.
Oh, very good. Name is Omer Lehem. Very good. Why did Rashi say it before? Veselish. Anyways, it continues on. Noim is Lehem, so she said to them, Meis Nebuch your chaver passed away. Kvarta when I buried him. They see his Ishta. Based on that, they went and...
Sorry, he did say it earlier.
Rashi did say it earlier?
So first Rashi and the Mishnah.
So then you have another Kasha.
Why both times?
Oh, that's why they repeat it twice.
You see? Both times he says it.
Oh, Shkoyach Mendi. Meis Eloi Martilei. Yeah, good. Anyway, apparently this is such a unique word that Rashi felt that it's important to translate each time because it's going to bother people.
Rashi anticipated we'd only ask him the second time, so he repeated it.
So why did Rashi ever say it the first time?
Well, because he's supposed to mention it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Very good.
That's good.
Anyway, we continue on. So now, they say the Chachomim now to the Mekiva. Madoch, we believe this pundakis. For like to hate kohenes kim pundakis. Now the word kohenes, of course, is lav dafka. What he means to say is, madoch, we're going to go and listen to this pundakis, and we'll see on the Amud base shortly why is she considered to be inferior. But if she's an inferior edoh, a Mrs. Eid, and we listen to her, the chavad and about if we can have a miyuchases like a kohenes, and perhaps why the Mishnah used the term kohenes because these were bnei Levi. So they're saying, if another woman from this kvutza, from the Bnei Levi, would go and be made, if we can listen to Padaka Zavada, we can go and listen to a Kohenes, and to a Yisraelis, and a Leah, etc. Amrulay, probably. So they said back to him, to Rabbi Kiva, what is he on the side? Amrulahem, the Kishtehei, Kim Padakas. Ah, it's Amrulahem, the Kishtehei, Kim Padakas. So Rabbi Kiva now is responding to their point, and saying, oh, Madacha Padaka Zavada, we can listen to regular Isha. He said, no. The Kishtehei, Kim Padakas. The truth is that the nemonis was not based on her words, but based on the evidence. Meaning, just like we said before, by a get, We don't listen to the five women to bring the get, the ksav mechiach. Here, the circumstances and the evidence were very, very compelling. Why was Nemenes and Pundakis? Because the Pundakis was a tzio lehem, makle v'tarmilei v'sefer Torah sh'ayin b'yodei. She went and brought out the evidence and say, look, the person passed away, I'm going to bring you his personal effects. Can you imagine that this person would go and leave the inn and wouldn't take along his makal and his tarmiloi and his sefer Torah? You think he's going to leave it here? Hefker, is the chasim and nebuch, he passed away. So therefore, they didn't rely on her, they relied on the simonim. Therefore, you have no raya from the case of the pundak.
The tarmilo?
Tarmilo, I think, is, if I'm not mistaken, his money belt or something like that. Wouldn't go, he wouldn't leave home without his American Express credit card. He wouldn't leave without his tomatoes. Also, I think, a sack that the Royam use. The
pouch.
Oh, a pouch that was used by the farmers and shepherds. Kenzain Dussis. Okay, whatever it is. Anyways, anyway, as Vice, my greatest in the Pundakis. Why are we being so hard on this Pundakis that we say, Madach Pundakis, Achavada Kehenis? Well, maybe this Pundakis was at Sitzkonis. Omer of Khan, it's Omer Pundakis, I've been to so we're not going to. So therefore, going to, you cannot rely. So I presume if you can't rely, so how did they rely on her? Oh, says, Yimar, because I was Messiah of Itumah, he's Messiah of Itumah. Zokti Yimara, Bezeh Makloi, what did she say, Messiah of Itumah, that he died? And the Makloi is Tamila, Bezeh Kibishik Vaitiv. Right. So what the Yimara is trying to say is, the Gria is not from the fact of the Messiah of Itumah and the Makloi of Tamila. The Gria was that she was a goita. So now the question is, if you talk a goita, how can you lie in a goita? So we said before in the Gemara, Messiah Chafitumai, like the goita that came back, Messiah Chafitumai, and he said this, that, and the other thing, we believe him. He said about the koiler, 60 people in the Beitar, etc. You believe a goy, Messiah Chafitumai, and here not only do we have Messiah Chafitumai, we also have the Zemakl, the Zetamil. Okay. When can you say Mesich Lefitumah means in idle chatter, in idle talk? You know, if people are talking about the Mets with the Yankees with the Super Bowl, who won with the Knicks, they're in the vet. So then this lady throws in, oh, and by the way, this person passed away. So Mesich Lefitumah has nothing to do with any testimony, it's not people are talking. If that's the case, Feitimar, but here wasn't people just talking. They asked a very pointed question. Where is our chaver? So it wasn't that she was just going and telling the weather and the sports. She's telling us a response to an answer. Wouldn't that be deemed to be non-Mesiach Lefi Tuma? Feitimar, Kiva Chasasinu. Bachia, Kiva Chasasinu, Bachia. Meaning that as soon as she saw the group coming back, she started crying, meaning that she started speaking or expressing herself before they asked Ayichavireinu. So this bachi is a form of expression. It means, of course, that she was crying, but her crying—that was what did you always say last time? The words, the actions speak louder than words. Nikka b'toich masa. So here, the actions speak louder than words. Her crying—that's what she was crying out. The nebachi passed away. That's the mesich lefituma. It's omrulos. And now they said to her, Ayichavireinu. Okay, person came. But the Gemara is going to ask now is, when an Eid Echad or a woman goes and testifies, do you do a Drisha V'chakira, or you just assume, after all, this is a tremendous kula, the Chum said, we believe one Eid or one Isha, can you just believe it, or do you have to do a Drisha V'chakira? And we're going to see it's a Machloikis Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva. So the Gemara tells the story, he said that never this person passed away. How do you know? We were traveling together. And there were a whole group of troops of shkutzim and goyim running after us. And this fellow was very, very strong. The nitle beyichor shel zayis, he broke off a large yichor, a large branch from an olive tree, ufshachai, and he quickly peeled it. And he used this as a shtekin, as a big stick. As a whip. Oh, it's not a whip. The hechzer is a guy, it's a club. Oh, the hechzer is a guy, he's a choyrev, and as a result of his being a warrior, and they saw him, they all ran from him, they all ran away. Amartilois, I said to him, Arya, you're as strong as a lion. Shkoyach, shkoyach, wow, you saved our lives. Amali, so he said to him, you call me Arya, how do you know my name is Arya? In other words, he had a pseudonym Aryeh, nickname Aryeh, because kach koin noisim beiri. This is how they call me in my local town. They call me Yoichanan. His real name was Yoichanan Rebbe Yoinasin. Aryeh, the Mikvar Shichaya, the Aryeh, the lion from Kvar Shichaya. Aha. So we're not finished with the story. Liyamim, a few days later, Chola, he got sick, or makes he passed away. And now, this fellow Jew that was going together with him on the trip, he was able to say, I know this person's name. He was Yoichanan Reb Yoinis and Ayyadik Vashichaya. He passed away. Based on this, based on Reb Tarfin as Ishtar. But Reb Tarfin asked him a bunch of questions. Right, Reb Tarfin, the boy, Jisho Chakira. Reb Tarfin just accepted that and he said, okay, fine, good. She's allowed to get married. But then he's doing a Braisa. And the Braisa repeats the same story, but with some more details. We were traveling together. The same guy was running after us. And he peeled it away and he made a club out of it. And the guy ran away. That's stuck in my name. Guess what happened? He said, this is the same story repeated. Yeah, and also it said before, Aryeh Shekoyach, and he said, yeah, Shekoyach Aryeh, and before it said...
But the detail is what...
And before it said, Yoichanan Ben Rabbi Yoinasin, he says, Yoichanan Ben Yoinasin. There are small little differences, but that's not the focus. The focus is going to be on another word. It's Omaloi. So now Reb Tarfin was trying to trip him up, not intentionally, but to see whether this is Taka Emistic Edis. So he said, Lekacha Martali, didn't you tell me the name was Yoichanan Ben Yoinasin, the Mikvar Shichaya Aryeh? In other words, not Aryeh the Mikvar Shichaya, but the Kvar Shichaya Aryeh. What does he mean by saying Kvar Shichaya? There's no difference, but there is a difference. Aryeh Kvar Shichaya means he was the lion of Kvar Shichaya. Kvar Shichaya Aryeh means that the name of this town was Shichaya Aryeh. That was the name of Tunech. New York has two names, right? Two words. So this Kvar was called Shichaya Aryeh, two words. Kishkin and Holosh, right? Kishkin and Holosh, two. Maybe it's one long word, basically. You would have, very good. So maybe Shichaya Aryeh, that was the name of the town. Amalei Loi! No, it's not true! El Kacham Ardilcho, what I told you was Yoichim and Yoinis and Aryeh Dvar Shichaya. The Dikdik Olav Shnaim Shloshibam, he asked it two or three times in different ways, you know, maneuvered and manipulated. Efshazoi, Efshazoi, Efshazoi. And even time, Vikimin Etzvar, each time he said the same thing, so we see that this is Nishka Baloni, this is Taka Emes. So we see from this that you do Drisha V'Chakira, and before is Mashem and Machmishka Drisha V'Chakira. The first time we told the story about Reb Tarfin, we didn't mention anything about the Drisha V'Chakira. It's not so simple as a machloikis. The sign you learned in the Braise, Ein Boykin, Eid Anash, V'Drisha V'Chakira, the Reb Kiva, Tarfin, Oye Boykin. It's Taka Machloikis, whether we're Boydik or not, and the second story about Reb Tarfin, Taka Boykin, is Taka Lishitasa. In the first version was maybe a second Talmud B'Shem Reb Tarfin, or maybe he thought it was Reb Kiva, not Reb Tarfin. He thought it was Reb Tarfin, not Reb Kiva. Whatever, but bottom line is, it's Taka Machlekes. The commitment of Reb Chanina, the Reb Chanina, Dvar Torah, Echad Dina Mamas, Echad Dina Fashis, Drich Rekia. Min HaTorah, every time you have an Eidus, even by a regular Dina Mamas, you also have to have Drich Rekia, you have to ask 1,000 questions. She never says, but Mishbet Echad Yelacham, one Mishbet, in other words, one rule of jurisprudence applies to all judicial proceedings. Zayikit. Ah, you might have so how come by we don't do a Drisha Kiva by Dina Mamish? They love it because otherwise people won't lend money because they'll say every time I lend money and the guy doesn't pay me back and we go into Bez and he starts asking me what color shirt was he wearing? Was it under a Zayas tree? Was it under a Taina tree? Was it Uksit Tainim? Was it Yoichanan Ben or Bereb? They're going to ask me 1,000 questions. Forget about it. Now what do I need this for? They're going to go question me whether I'm telling the truth, I'm telling a fabrication. I don't need this. And that's the machleks. Umay kemefi, mar sabi the kimi the ikka ksuba le mishkal kedinim mamanis tami, umay sabi kimi the kasharin eishin sila, alam kedinim nefashis tami. See, coming back to us, we are talking about Eidus Isha. Eidus Isha is not dinim mamanis, it's not dinim nefashis, it's Eidus Isha. Is she an Eishis Isha? Not Eishis Isha. Did her husband die? Did he not die? So the question is, what's the machlok between Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva? Says Yimar, mar sabi kimi the ikka ksuba, since there are major financial ramifications. That if Mr. Smith died, not only will Mrs. Smith be able to remarry, but she'll be able to collect her ksuba. And maybe Mr. Smith was a multimillionaire. Ah, oh, it's big money. This is no small fry. And therefore, she's going to be able to get her ksuba, kedina mamanis tami. And therefore, like dina mamanis, we do not do drisha v'kikira. Here too, we're not going to do drisha v'kikira. Amar sabikim v'kashir neishas ishla alma. And chas v'sholom, if it turns out that taka, the husband is still alive, and she's eishas ish, or eishas ish problems, kan to shaylus and misa and kardus, or da-da-da, kedina mamanis.
The first thing is a heter. It's sort of a strange...
It means it has the same severity as in the fashes. Yeah, and if you look at Rashi, the last full Rashi, of course here we're talking about it was boynis, it was bishagi, but nevertheless, it's within the realm of that parsha. Therefore, you do have drisha v'chakira. The last shnika, we're going to leave him here to Shem for Sunday when we're going to make this.